Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Right, let's talk COVID. Let's change direction for a little while. And talking COVID and specifically vaccinations, the Johnson & Johnson vaccination schedule has apparently changed. Good afternoon, Dr. Daniel Israel.
Hi, Kathy. Good afternoon to you guys.
What are the changes?
So we know that a lot of our community got the Johnson & Johnson at the beginning when it was on the Sisonke program. And the Johnson & Johnson was initially intended as a single-use vaccine. But as the studies have rolled out across the world, it's found that even on the Johnson & Johnson, that one needs to boost the vaccines in order to keep good antibody levels. And we know that towards the end of last year, but there was the opportunity to get a second Johnson & Johnson if you had had a first. And now, as of Monday, which is yesterday, you are able to get your third Johnson & Johnson as well. Now, just to make it clear what the schedule is, it's first Johnson & Johnson, 60 days later, a booster, and then 90 days later, a third. Quite similar to the Pfizer. What is interesting is that there have been various retrospective studies that have come out across the world looking at what they called is heterologous combinations, which is when you take two vaccines that are not the same and you mix them. And although it wasn't designed to be done like that, the immunity from those mixes have actually shown to be very good. So the government has now actually put forward an allowance for people to change their vaccine if they want to mix them up. So interestingly, if you're going to be able to do that, I mean, I could read between the lines, probably because they have stock available now. And it's interesting how always these things develop as, you know, there's a congruence between the situation and what the science is, strangely. But I do think that, you know, when patients are asking whether they should have a booster, if you've had two Johnson & Johnson and the right time's elapsed, you should go and do a third now as well.
Okay.
Dr. Israel, you described the Johnson & Johnson circumstances, but if we are on the Pfizer schedule, has our schedule changed appreciably, or should we just continue as if we were, let alone if you were on the Sinovac or the Sputnik one?
No, so it hasn't changed. The Pfizer remains as it was. But the question that you could ask me and people are, you know, if we've had two Pfizers, should we now go and do a Johnson & Johnson as our third? And that's a question that I don't think anybody is going to be able to answer until there's a lot more data over time. But like I said, the original results on mixed studies have shown good results. So as much as like Pfizer will say that they need to have their third one, and who knows in the future if there'll be more as boosters, if you are mixing, they work on different technologies and they give you a good immunity. So it depends on the patient, but there is room to say you should mix.
I heard only on television yesterday, and I can't remember who it was, but somebody who's trustworthy and knowledgeable on these things, saying it's going to become routine. We're going to get our booster shots periodically every year from now on.
That's where no one knows for sure, but is where the manufacturers are looking, because as we've spoken about many times, this virus mutates. And as it mutates, you need to have a key that fits the lock better and better. They were looking at bringing out what you want to call master vaccines, or vaccines that have much broader cover. But at the moment, you know, it's more about keeping up with new mutations. But we must remember as well that even these boosters that we are having are not aimed at Omicron or a new variant. At the moment, they are the same ones as before, just extra doses, which is good. But in the future, you know, Pfizer, for example, is developing, hopefully will be released this year, a special second generation type of vaccine.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Daniel Israel. He's a GP in private practice at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates.